Good afternoon, Tamil Matrimony.
This is a small store belonging to Tamil Matrimony, an Indian company that promises to help you find your spouse online. The downtown location is meant to draw in Indians who don't use or can't afford computers. You sign up in person and take home printouts of the profiles you're interested in. Find a good match and you can set up a meeting.
They discuss, they like, then they get married.
Easy, right? That's the founder of Tamil Matrimony, Murugavel Janakaraman. He operates a range of localized marriage sites across India, including Gujarati Matrimony and Punjabi Matrimony. In all, Janakaraman claims about 20 million Indians are currently using his services.
The future of the country depends on its citizens. A good citizen comes out of a good parenting. Good parenting comes out of good marriage.
And so, he argues, his matrimony sites are creating a healthy future for the whole country. The model's familiar to anyone who's been online dating in the US. You make a series of selections to narrow down your search. The Indian matrimony sites offer countless drop-down menus, covering things like eating habits, religion, income, and caste. At the Tamil Matrimony store in Chennai, a young woman named Darshini looks over profiles of men with her mother, searching for the right alliance, as they say here.
Based on my mother's gut feel, it should be the alliance should be set by within 3 months.
3 months to find a husband. That's efficient. Darshini is a 24-year-old computer engineer. She's also got an MBA. In other words, she's the epitome of India's young and growing professional class. In the store, a relationship manager named Abhishek Kapoor is on hand to help out.
So definitely she's looking for somebody who is, you know, equivalent or more higher to what she is, and a person who is well settled, a person who is earning well, you know, so that she can feel secured.
Darshini and her mother have also specified that her future husband should be a meat eater, that he should share her religion, and that he should be of the same caste.
They belong to a particular community, so they feel that going to another community will not match their values and cultures.
Is that how you feel, Darshini?
Yes, most. I prefer intercaste also, but my family does not allow it.
That's typical, says relationship manager Kapoor. Families want the same caste.
They don't want differences, you know. See, because in India, it's a very diverse community. You have a lot of communities. So each and every community have their way of doing things.
Their way of doing things. That's the argument for same-caste marriage that the company's CEO, Murugavel Janakaraman, makes too. It's about removing friction from a relationship, simply reducing the chances of two people having uncomfortable differences of opinion. Caste as an indicator of commonality.
The food, the tradition, culture.
But you're mentioning only the good things. Yeah. You're mentioning the food and the culture and the beauty, but caste also means deprivation and inability to get better jobs, things like that.
No, I think that nothing wrong. As long as people have the understanding that caste is only about the culture, way of doing things.
Caste, says Janakaraman, is not about social status anymore. But that take on the system is a privilege of the few. In fact, the higher up India's social ladder you go, the easier it is to pick and choose which aspects of caste matter to you. In fact, at the very top of the ladder, you find a group that's now able to leave caste behind altogether. The new super rich, India's millionaires. People, in fact, like Janakaraman himself.
Those people, it really doesn't matter, because for them, they're not really too much bothered about what my social circle, because for them, rich and affluent is a social circle.
So it's its own caste. It's a kind of caste.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Rich and affluent is a caste by itself.
India's rich and affluent as a caste and a class by itself. For those people, it doesn't matter how high or low a caste they were born into. Money trumps everything. But for others, and for the modern India that sites like TamilMatrimony.com are claiming to build, caste remains a fundamental force. For the world, I'm Alex Galifant, Chennai.